Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Finance Diaries. My name is Stephanie, and I'm here to talk to you everything about personal finance knowledge that you didn't know before. Everything that you didn't learn in school, that your friends and family didn't talk about, and that's quite frankly, you could say treated like it's a secret diary even. I'm here to open and unlock that diary for you, so welcome to the Finance Diaries. On today's episode, I want to talk about something that I find is a subject that comes a lot when clients come to me with questions about their finances. They're often very confused because society, their parents, everyone seems to tell them that you want to finish school and you want to buy a house and then you'll work until you can pretty much pay it off, and that's really the best thing that you can do. But then they're confused because they can't get ahead, and I'm going to explain to you what it is that I talk to them about. So it depends where you live, and mortgages work different in all kinds of different places. I know in some parts of the US, you can put as little as 3% down with a mortgage. You can even find private lenders that you don't need to put any money down. There's all kinds of different circumstances behind mortgages. But the thing is, we have to consider when someone tells you that you qualify for X amount, that doesn't need to be the amount that you spend on a property. Obviously, it depends where you live and if what you're buying, if you're buying a plex or you're buying a house or whatever it is. But there are so many people falling behind right at the beginning because they don't actually understand why it is that they're buying a property. So this is something that comes up so often that it's worth having a full podcast episode about it. Because maybe you've already bought a place, maybe you haven't bought a place yet, and you're thinking about it, and I just want to give you some information to think about. Obviously, this is not financial advice, but it's just different things to consider. So let's say, for example, you were authorized for a mortgage of $300,000. Let's say you or yourself or with a partner or whoever it is. You don't have to spend that much. That's not what your entire budget should be. It's important that you think of your different options, because let's say you qualify for that amount of money, but instead of spending the entire $300,000 on one property, you decided to split it up on two properties, and you bought one and you bought the other one and you rented it out. Do you see how there, in that situation, your mortgage could be really advantageous to you, because you'd be granted this money to be able to get yourself ahead? So in this situation, that would be making kind of an opportunity, I guess you could say, towards house hacking, which is where you rent out part of your house or something to help pay your own mortgage. The other side of it is that most people will see, wow, $300,000. Okay, so $300,000 plus I have X amount for my deposit, my down payment. So I can look for a house up to $350,000. I'm using the full mortgage amount. And of course, the mortgage requirements are different everywhere. I know where I live in Quebec, it's called a stress test, and it's very rigorous. So you probably qualify for a lot less in Quebec than you would qualify for with the same salary living in another region. But they want to do that because they want to make sure that you're not putting yourself in an inordinate amount of debt over where you live. Because not everyone sees the mortgage as something that will be for an income property. I want to say a really high percentage of people will never own an income property because it's just not something that they think of. So when you think of your full mortgage amount, think of the way that you can make it work absolutely best for you. Is it buying and looking at something that you could fix up or make an addition on so that you're not spending this full mortgage? Maybe you are thinking of having a family one day, but you're not quite there yet. So you want to buy something smaller that you can either add an extension on or have a different configuration made later on. There are so many different options. And I want you to consider all these different things before you take on a full mortgage for the entire amount that you're qualified to have on a single house, because it is a long time that you're going to be spending paying it off. And if you can figure out some kind of way that you can house hack, which is when you have someone essentially paying your mortgage by you renting out part of the house or another property or something like that, if you can get ahead with spending the exact same amount of money, why wouldn't you want to consider that financial option? Because that is passive income. Rental properties are passive income, and it's something to consider. So before you buy a house and you use your full mortgage potential, or you buy something like, it doesn't have to be a house, it could be a condo or something like that, think about the different options that you could have. Maybe you don't need two bedrooms, but you could rent out your second bedroom. I know some people that have done that to help pay their own mortgage, is that they didn't quite feel like they needed a roommate, but they had an extra bedroom in their place and they found a way to rent it and to be able to make some money off of living in their own house, which again is another form of house hacking. And you can do all kinds of different options with whatever budget it is that you're working with. And there's always a way to get ahead. You just need to sometimes be creative and think about it and figure out exactly how it could work for you. I could probably go on for hours about different things that I've seen in real estate, because I was a real estate broker as part of my family business for a little while. And there is so much creativity that is going on. There's some people that live in tiny houses in the back of a property and they rent out the main house to make money. There are people that build tiny house communities. There are people that will live in the city and own properties outside of the city, and they just rent where they are and they own other properties elsewhere. There are so many options of what you can do. So I want you to consider, if you're maybe going to be coming up on your mortgage renewal, or if you're buying a new property altogether, to think of all these different options of how far you can stretch your dollar. Because it really, at the end of the day, your finances are what you make it. And if you don't consider the options, then you really will only have one choice. So I want you to think about that. Think about what you could do to improve your future regarding mortgages, if it's eventual or if you're currently in that situation, and to have a great rest of your day. So thank you for tuning in. Please leave me a review. I love to see the reviews and read your comments, and talk to you next time.